إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه. وبعد, in our further reminders of reflecting on the Quran, we are in Surah Al-Fatiha, and today the ayat that I want to remind myself and you to reflect on is that ayat of the Quran and that ayat of Surah Al-Fatiha, which is literally the essence of Islam. If somebody were to ask a question and say, tell me what is Islam in one phrase, then this is the phrase. If someone says, tell me what is Islam in one sentence, not a long lecture, not an explanation, not even a paragraph, just one sentence, what is Islam? Then you would say, Iyyaka na'budu wa iyyaka nasta'in. That is Islam. The sum total of what is Islam is this ayat of Surah Al-Fatiha, Iyyaka na'budu wa iyyaka nasta'in. And it is appropriate, and that's how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has used it, because he began with this surah with mentioning himself as Rabbul Alameen. And in this ayah, the tafsir of rububiyat is done. The issue of, if I accept that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is my Rabb, then what must I do? I must worship only Him, and I must ask for help only from Him. This is the proof that I have this belief that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Rabbul Alameen and that I am His Abd. As we explained when we were talking about the issue of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala being Rabbul Alameen, we said Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Rabbul Alameen. There is no doubt and there is no argument about that. But how does it affect me? And we said that how it affects me is that I am His Abd, I am His slave. And we spoke about the difference between a slave and a servant and so on. So I won't go into all of that now. But point is that if I accept that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Rabbul Alameen and that I am the slave of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which means that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is responsible for all my welfare in this dunya wal akhirah. Please let us try to remember that when we are saying Allah is responsible for my welfare, it doesn't confine to the welfare of this dunya. It doesn't confine to the issue of saying that Allah will give me food and so on and shelter. No. Who is also responsible for forgiving me? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Who is responsible for entering me into Jannah? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is where, it completes, right? Who else will be responsible? Because who owns Jannah? Jannah belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It does not belong to anybody else. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created it, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala owns it, and it belongs to Allah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give it to the one He wants. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to include us among those who He will put into Jannah. So therefore, what should be my position with respect to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Iyyaka na'budu wa iyyaka nasta'in. As we know from the Arabic grammar part of it, you say iyyaka to somebody who is in front of you, who is present right there. And therefore, when we are reading this surah and we are reading especially this ayah, we should try to reflect and concentrate that I am actually speaking to Allah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I am standing in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I am saying to Allah, Ya Allah, you are not saying, I worship only Allah. No, you are saying, I worship you. And I ask for help only from you. Yeah? You are not saying, I worship only Allah. Which in terms of meaning would be the same. Supposing you say, I worship only Allah. I do ibadah of only Allah. I make sajda only to Allah. And I ask help only from Allah. You could say this and the meaning is the same. But the impact and the meaning in terms of the effect on us, instead of saying I worship only Allah, I say I worship only you. Then who am I talking to at that time? Only Allah. If I say I worship only Allah, then it means at that time I'm not speaking to Allah. No? I mean, obviously, because why would you say I worship only Allah to Allah? You won't say that. You say I worship only Allah when you are speaking to somebody else. And you are explaining to that person who you worship. But if you say I worship only you, then who are you speaking to? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You're speaking to the one you worship. I ask help only from you. Iyyaka nasta'in. I ask help only from you. You're speaking to Allah. Iyyaka na'budu wa iyyaka nasta'in is also the ayah, and we need to reflect on this very, very carefully. Is also the ayah which, inshallah, is the proof for us on the day of judgment that we worshipped only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inshallah, if we say this ayat and we have iman on this ayat and we have istiqamat on this ayat, then this is our witness, this is our proof. Ya Allah, I only worshipped you. Ya Allah, I asked only help from you. As we know, Surah Al-Fatiha is a dua. It is a dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala taught us to ask. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala could have taught us to ask for anything. But He taught us to ask this dua. The third thing to reflect about this ayat is that after this ayat comes the actual essence of the dua of Surah Al-Fatiha, which we will talk about tomorrow. Ihdina Sirat al-Mustaqim. Right? That's the next ayah. But the point I want to make is this, and that is that if I want to ask a favor from somebody, right? If I want to ask a favor from somebody, what do I first do? I establish and remind that person about my connection with him. Yes? I just don't walk in and start asking for a favor. Please give me this. No. I remind that person of my connection with him. Why? Because I'm going to ask you for something. And you should not refuse. You should not say, who are you? You know. So you establish the connection before that. And you go and say, Madhava, Assalamu Alaikum. Wa Alaikum Salaam. I'm your friend for so long. We have known each other for so many years. We establish a connection. And then we say, can you please help me in this matter? This is what I need from you. Iyyaka na'budu wa iyyaka nasta'in is our establishing our connection with Allah. Ya Allah, only you I worship. Ya Allah, only you I ask help from. So I'm going to ask you now for something you have to give me, because I only ask you. I never ask anybody else. I only worship you. I'm about to ask you something now. But before that, let us get this clear. Let us get this clear. We have a connection. And that connection is, I ask only you. I never ask anybody else. I worship only you. I never worship anybody else. So now when I'm going to ask you this thing, you can't say no. I'm going to ask you, Ya Allah, give me the guidance to the right path. You can't say, sorry, can't do it. No, no, no. Because we have a connection. We have a connection. Iyyaka na'budu wa iyyaka nasta'in is the connection with Allah. Ajib, this kalam of Allah. If you just think and reflect on this ayah, this Iyyaka na'budu wa iyyaka nasta'in, maybe you can repeat and repeat and repeat and repeat and repeat a million times. And with each of these, make dua. With each of these, make dua. Ya Allah, ask only you, so give me this. Ya Allah, ask only you, so give me this. And that is the importance also of tahajjud. Because obviously, if you are doing you know, your first salawat and so on, especially if you are doing imam, maybe you can repeat an ayah a couple of times, but beyond that, it becomes an issue of riya, you start feeling, am I showing people or whatever. So that's not the place. The place is tahajjud alone when you are making ibadah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Each of these ayats and the whole Quran is full of these. Reflect on that particular ayat, iyyaka na'budu wa iyyaka nasta'in. Iska maza kya hai, chako na bhai. Aap Allah se baat kar rahe ho. How are we going to? Our worship is so dry and tasteless, like sawdust in the mouth. Maza kab lega uska? Maza kab aayega? Sweetness uski mithas kab aayegi? Allah teri baat karta hu. Kisi ki nahi? Kisi ki nahi? Allah der se mangta hu, kisi se nahi mangta. کیوں نہیں مانگتا کسی سے کیونکہ کسی کا کچھ ہے ہی نہیں دے کیا دے گا سب فقیر ہے سب فقیر ہے نہ بادشاہ کی بادشاہیت اس کی ہے نہ امیر کی امارت اس کی ہے نہ دولت مند کی دولت اس کی ہے نہ عالم کا علم اس کا ہے کس سے مانگو سب تیرا ہے إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينُ. Why should I ask anybody? Who is there to ask? Everybody is a beggar. Everybody is destitute. Nobody has anything. The wealth of the king doesn't belong to him. The wealth, the knowledge of the alim does not belong to him. The power of the ruler does not belong to him. Everything belongs to you. إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينُ. Reflect. And that's the reason why it is so important that when we finish our salah, having said Iyyaka na'budu wa Iyyaka nasta'in, then we must, when we go out into the world, we have to implement this Iyyaka na'budu wa Iyyaka nasta'in. Because what sense does it make that I just said I stood before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in a state of salah, and I said to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I established my connection with Allah. Ya Allah, I worship only you, Iyyaka na'budu. Ya Allah, I ask help only from you, Iyyaka nasta'in. And then when I make salah, when I go outside, I ask the help of this one and that one and that one, and I say, so and so help me, so and so help me, so and so help me. So I just established a connection and I went outside and I broke this connection. What sense does it make? What sense does it make? And we do this all the time. We do this all the time. May Allah protect us. We ask help from this person. We ask help from that person. We ask help from the living. We ask help from the dead. We ask for help. And we get very, people get very offended. When you say, oh, don't ask help from, no, you, how can you say that? How can you say that? I'm not saying it. Allah said it. You just stood on the musalla and you said to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Iyyaka na'budu wa Iyyaka nasta'in. And you go outside and you ask the help of this one and that one? Then how is this tawheed? What tawheed is this? You make the connection, you break the connection. Yes, betrayal. Betrayal. Lies. And that also with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Seriously. And we see this, I mean, you see our Shia brothers and so on. Ya Ali al-Madad. Our Sunni brothers, Ya Ghaus al-Madad. They are referring to Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani Rahmatullah Alayh. And the Christians are asking help from Isa alayhi salam. At least the Christians did not say, Iyyaka na'budu wa Iyyaka nasta'in. But these others said it. And people get offended. My point is, if Sayyidina Ali bin Abi Talib radiallahu anhu was alive, and if he could do anything, and if Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullahi alayhi was alive, and if he could do anything, they would chop the heads of the people who say this. Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullahi alayhi was a humble alim. He was a muhaddith. He was a Muwahid. He was one of the greatest ulama of this ummah. He was among the tabi'een. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him knowledge. And he was true to his Rabb his entire life. I can tell you, at the cost of my own life and my own akhirah, that Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullah alayhi never asked anybody to ask his help instead of asking for the help of Allah. Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullah alayhi and Sayyidina Ali bin Abi Talib radiallahu anhu never said to anybody, after I am dead, come and stand at my grave and ask me for favors. And as I am saying, I am willing to stake my own akhirah on this. Forget about the dunya. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to destroy me if I am lying. Those who say this on the day of judgment, the witness against them, may Allah protect us from this, the witness against them will be Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullah alayhi. The witness against them will be Ali bin Abi Talib radiallahu anhu, just like the witness against those who make Isa alayhi salam into a god will be Isa alayhi salam himself. There is no gustakhi, there is no disrespect in what I am saying. The disrespect lies in those who say Ya Ghaus al-Madad. They are the ones who are disrespectful, because you are going against the teaching of the one who you claim to follow. How can you say that you are a follower of Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullah alayhi and you ask madad from Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullah alayhi instead of asking madad from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Is this the teaching of Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullah alayhi? Show it to me, where is it? Where did Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullah alayhi say, ask me for madad, give me this title Al-Ghawthul Azam, and ask me for madad instead of asking Allah, come to my grave, make tawaf of my grave, make sujood on my grave, and ask me for madad? Did he say this? If he said this, show it to me. As I said, I'm saying this so clearly, I don't think I can say it more clearly. I am willing to stake my akhirah on this, and I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to destroy me if I am lying. And if Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani actually said this, la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. I taught a whole series of lectures on Aqidat Tahawiyya, and I mentioned this very clearly. And some of our brothers seem to have seen the lecture on YouTube. And I am getting death threats and all sorts of things and hate mail and all that. Say, la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi rajiun. You want to commit shirk, and you blame me when I point out to you that this is shirk? I don't care. Go blame. Who cares? On the day of judgment, you will see who will be a witness in your favor and who will be a witness in my favor and in favor of all those who stood for Tawheed and who said that to say Ya Ghaus al-Madad is shirk. To say Ya Ali al-Madad is shirk. It is not Tawheed. This was not the deen of Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani. This was not the deen of Ali bin Abi Talib. This was not the deen of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is an invention, this is a creation, this is an invention that people have created and invented for their own benefits. We need to make tawbah. We need to come back to Islam. We need to come back to the deen of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, on which was Ali bin Abi Talib radiallahu anhu, on which was Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullah alayhi, and all the ulama and awliya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All of them were on haqq. All of them were muwahideen. All of them taught the right thing, the correct thing. And the people today who are doing all kinds of stuff on their graves are the people who have invented and created. The people in the grave are not responsible. They are, insha'Allah al-musta'an, people with whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pleased. And we ask Allah to be pleased with them, to fill their qubur with noor, and to give them the highest darajat on the day of judgment. And all the creation that happens there is the creation of people who have invented and created and corrupted the deen. I'm saying all of this because iyyaka na'budu wa iyyaka nasta'in is an ahad with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is our connection with Allah. We are reiterating, Ya Allah, I am not a stranger. Ya Allah, I am your slave. I worship only you. I ask help only from you. Then let us not go outside and betray it, as Hafiz bhai said. Do not betray what you have just said. Because the punishment for betrayal is very severe. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to keep us on tawheed, to give us istiqamah, to stay on tawheed, to take our lives in a state of tawheed. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not to humiliate us on the day of judgment because we have left tawheed. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect us from all the shurur of the ins wal jinn. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Rabbana tawaffana musliman wa alhiqna bis salihin. O Allah, when we die, kill us and take our lives as Muslims and resurrect us with the salihin, with the people with whom you are pleased. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajmain bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin wa alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.